5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a dad
and a mom
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hi, guys. Hello, fellow ringleaders. I am one of your hosts, Barry, and with me I have with me my lovely...
Keep going.
Scrumptious. Wife. Crystal!
You always turn it awkward.
Because you always ask me to keep going, and I'm just like, word vomit. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi. Oh, how am I doing? Well, I'm not listening.
Apparently, thank you. We could talk about where your mind's been lately. So, let's talk about our crazy circus.
It's time for the Stories of the Week!
So this is Stories of the Week. Obviously, what we talk about, what happened between us and our children this week. So, honey, what happened this week?
Well, I had notes written down, and the first one said pants at bedtime.
Pants at bedtime.
It took me a while. I was like, pants at bedtime.
Jackson with pants.
Well, I was thinking, because... We were just joking about how I always walk out of the bathroom not wearing my pants that I walked into the bathroom wearing.
Whoa, TMI! TMI!
At bedtime, no, because I hate pants. So it's like, as soon as I get ready for bed, they're already off before I come out.
That's right.
In a normal non-dirty way.
That's right. Just a normal way, like getting ready to get into pajamas type of thing.
I feel like a man. That seems like something a man would do.
I walk in and I walk out without my pants on.
I know. See, it's like a dad joke. But I am the dad joke. But anyway, so I don't like pants.
You're a lovely but dad that, joke.
Thanks. That's not the story. Pants at bedtime.
Pants at bedtime.
So, you were gone. Barry was gone for a meeting. And so I had to put the kids to bed. They took a bath. And then I went to get pajamas for our two-year-old, and he is a very strong-willed, opinionated child. And so...
He's two.
I go to our... Oh, so he brings me a t-shirt and shorts, but it's chilly. It's been chilly here. So I go back, and I'm like, no, you need your fleece pajama pants. And he goes, no.
No.
He doesn't even like, no! It's just like, no big.
It's
I say
like,
no.
It's you, just casual. It's just like, no.
You're going to listen to me. And then so I was like, Jackson, you're going to wear these pants. And he's like, no. And then, so then I grab another pair of fleece pants I see there. And I'm like, okay, do you want the Buzz Lightyear fleece pants or the camo pants? And he points. No, at this point, he went back to get his own pants because my options aren't good enough. And he comes out with black church pants.
Like slacks.
Slacks. And I said, no, Jack, do you want the camo or Buzz Lightyear? And he's like, and points to the church pants. And I was like, no, Jackson, camo or Buzz Lightyear. And he just points at them. And then finally I was like, forget this. I'm just putting in the shorts that you originally asked for. So he still won.
Yeah.
In a roundabout way. Good parenting win right there.
Yay.
But it was just, it's just one of those things where it shouldn't be so frustrating. But by the end, you're just like, I will throw you in bed.
Hulking out, huh?
Jeez, I'm so mad. I'm like, just pick the warm pants. I know what's best for you.
Well.
I lose.
Yeah, we lost. But, so he's, not only does he sleep in the shorts or pants that he wants to, it's really interesting because lately, Jackson, like, if you've heard stories, we've told stories about Jackson before, how he never wears his shoes.
Yeah, they used to call him NS.
And there was people that called him No Shoes, NS, because he would refuse to wear his shoes, and we would put them on, and he, no matter where we were, it didn't matter, store or someone's house or somewhere in the wilderness, he would just take his shoes and socks off. But for the last week, I would say.
Week or two.
He cannot have his shoes off. He always has to have his shoes and socks on. Not just shoes. He has to have socks on, too. And he has to sleep in them.
Yeah, and not just, like, has to have them on, but it's like when you get him dressed in the morning, you barely get his pants pulled up, and he's already going, shoes!
Shoes!
Shoes! Shoes! Shoes! And the other day, I was cooking some dinner or something, and he comes and throws his shoes at me, like, put them on, woman! And I'm like, hang on, I'm making dinner. Oh, no, I was doing the dishes. I said, my hands are wet. Give me a second. And he just goes, shoes! Shoes! And I was like, go sit on the couch. I will be done in a minute. And anyway, I think I even stopped doing dishes to put his shoes on. We're really letting that kid get away with stuff.
That's why we're not having more after him.
Fourth kid is getting a sweet deal.
He's bending us to his will. After number four, we're broken.
Yeah, so he's been sleeping in his shoes. He took a bath. Not in his shoes.
Thank goodness.
But as soon as he got out of the tub, he wasn't even wearing clothes yet. Still dripping wet. And he gave me his shoes. I'm like, what happened to you, you weirdo?
Yeah.
But not only that.
It's nice now, because now when we're at the park or the store and everything, he keeps his shoes on.
I know.
So that's a bonus.
It's not embarrassing anymore. His other two new things is he has to wear pants with pockets.
Yes.
And he has this weird thing about wearing his hood on his coat.
Yeah.
He's always
he used to hate that, too. Yeah,
he would never wear a jacket. And now he, like, has to have the hood up. But it's creepy, because he'll just sit there with his hood up. I'm like, you look like a gangster. And his hands are always in his pockets. And he has this, we gave him a little toy for Easter.
A little Pokemon.
Yeah, and now he calls it Rar.
Because it's a dragon type.
He always puts it in his pocket and goes, where's Rar? Where's Rar? And then he feels his pocket and he's like, oh,
right. It's in my pocket.
Still.
I forgot that I left it there.
Hasn't moved in the last 5 minutes. When he thought he lost it again.
Yeah.
So that's been fun.
Yep.
Weird. It's weird. You always think that you're going to, like, manipulate your kids into wearing what you want, dressing how you want, which is wearing what you want. But anyway, it's just funny when your kids are so different than what you picture it'll be like.
Yeah. So I had a bad dad night.
Nice transition. Were you even listening?
Yes, I was listening. I was just going to the next story. Bad dad night.
Has nothing to do with clothes that you have your kids wear.
Well, it has to deal with putting kids to bed and all that stuff, so.
So it ties into the pants story.
Ties into clothes.
I see where you're going with this.
So, Crystal
was gone at a meeting.
Book club. You were at book club. And so I'm like, oh, well, okay, I'll be awesome and give the girls and Jackson a bath because, you know, they need one. And, you know, and usually I'm like, okay, mommy's gone, go to bed so I can do my own thing. And so, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, let's take a bath. And so I got him in the bath and, you know, and then Grayson was doffed doing his thing. And then I, you know, all of a sudden I hear the just joyful noise is coming out of the bathroom.
It's never a good thing.
But then I hear, you know, joyful noises and I hear splash. And I'm like, what? And then over and over, I'm like, whoa! And I got up and I rushed to the bathroom and I go in and no one is actually in the tub. the two littles are out of the tub. Jay is standing on the tub edge, which I'm like, oh, great. You know, you could have slipped and broken your head open. And they were jumping off the edge into the tub, you know, our big six-year-old and, you know, four-year-old and the two-year-old. And I walk in there and the first step into the bathroom is just like splash. Like, totally flooded the bathroom floor. Crystal had just washed and dried the towels. And I had to use, like, almost all of them to soak up the water. And so that didn't make me happy. And so I just looked at all of them and I'm like, get out now. And made them get out of the tub and go to their rooms and get all cleaned up. And so, you know, I started using firm tones with them and took him to their bedroom, and the girls, they didn't even end up washing their hair, but Jay's hair was just full of tangles. It was ridiculous. And so I'm like, I had to brush this out. So brushing her hair out, and Jay, since I was firm with her, she just, like, lost it, and she was just crying and unconsolable. And when she gets that way, she doesn't use words, and she won't ever tell you what's wrong. And so I'm combing her hair, and, you know, I'm trying to do the best I can, but literally I had to use my daddy's strength to get these knots out of her hair. And I'm trying to do the best I can, you know, where you grab the hair so you're not pulling on the scalp, you're just trying to pull at the knot and everything. And she was crying, but she was crying before I started because she was upset. And then I'm like, am I hurting you? And she's like, no. Like, and she like gave me a little shake of the head. I'm like, okay. So I kept going. And then I kept asking her, she wouldn't say anything. And then at one point, like, it just seemed like she was started crying more. I'm like, am I hurting you? And she's like, yes. And I'm like, well, if you would have just washed your hair, this would have been easier. And I said that in my head, thank goodness, but then I'm just like, oh, whatever, I tried to do it the best I can, I'm like, get in bed, and I'm just like, rah, 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 and then trying to get the two-year-old into bed, and then I was like,
I
pick him up, and I put him in his bed, and I'm like, you will go to bed, and then, yeah, it was just, I was not being a very nice daddy, and I felt really bad afterwards, and I was just like, I need to be better.
Which is weird because usually you're the one that puts him to bed almost every night.
Almost every night.
Because I'm burnt out by then. So and it's like you took my emotions since I wasn't there.
I don't know. It was just like, for some reason, like the simplest thing was like setting me off. And I was just like, rage monster. And I was just like, I had no reason to be, but for some reason I was.
Because we've been staying up so late. We've gone to bed at like 10:30.
Anyway.
But on a side note, I had a wonderful time at book club.
Yeah, you did. But yeah, so that was not good. But you had a good mom moment.
I did have a good mom moment, and it had to do with the bath too.
Nice.
I had all the kids in the bath at nighttime.
This happened after the a couple days after. So it's just
Saturday.
Like, I was just like, make sure they don't jump in the tub.
Yeah. I know, we should probably set some better bath rules. Because it's like, what's that definition of an idiot? It's someone that tries the same thing, expecting different results?
Yeah.
We're idiots. But anyway, so I put the kids in the bath.
I was at a meeting.
Yesterday, right? Saturday.
Yeah.
Was that just yesterday?
It was.
Anyway, so the kids are in the bathtub, and I accidentally let them stay and jump on the trampoline longer than I told them you'll be done at 6:30, then you'll take a bath until 7, which is bedtime. But I accidentally let them jump until 7. So they got in the bathtub, and automatically, I just want to say, Grayson, just go to your room, do whatever. Like, leave me alone, I'm done. But I was thinking about it, and I thought, how often do I really get Grayson alone? And so I said, hey, do you want to play a game? Which is really unlike me, because like we said, nighttime is not my thing. So we picked out a game, and while the girls took their bath, he and I played Skip-Bo, and it was a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed it.
Good.
And then the kids came out, and I wanted to throw them in bed, but instead I said, let's read a story. So we read stories, we played games, and it was a good night. And it's a big deal for me, because I don't handle my temper very well at nighttime. So go me. Woo.
Yay, woo.
Anyway, something you said reminded me of something else that we haven't talked about.
Okay.
We've been reading the Roald Dahl book, Matilda.
Yes.
And, which is kind of an awful book.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm reading it, I'm like, this is terrible. Our kids are going to think that they need to get back at us and, like,
put
paint in our shampoo and stuff. But, anyway, so we've been reading it every night. And in the school, or I pack the kids' lunches, and so on the note, we always put a little note on their sandwich. Not on the sandwich.
In their lunch. In their lunch.
Anyway, so the note I wrote was, last chapter, we're going to finish our book tonight. Yay!
That's right.
And then so the day goes on, and the littles and I were waiting for everyone to come home from school. And Grayson comes home, and then trailing long behind him is a pouting child, like, devastated. And she's pretty sensitive, so she came over to me, and I was like, Jay, was someone mean to you on the bus, or what happened at school? Was your teacher not there?
Yeah.
And she just flops on me. And like Barry said, when she's upset, she will not talk to you. Like, it's the most frustrating thing in the world.
Yeah, because you want to try to fix it, but she won't tell you what's wrong.
Like, whenever you ask a question, she'll just burrow her face in your body and be like, wow, we totally nailed that.
That's right.
Anyway, so she's burrowing in my lap. And I keep saying, like, Jay, did this happen? Did someone upset you? Did Grayson upset you? And she just keeps going, no, no. And then finally, I was getting so irritated. I said, all right, Jay, I can tell you're tired. So you can either tell me right now what is bugging you, or I'm going to pick you up and put you in bed because you need a nap. And then she just sits up and she goes, I just don't want to finish Matilda. And just starts bawling. And I'm sitting there holding her. I'm like, no way. This cannot possibly be why you're crying. So I'm asking her, like, Jay, is that all? Did something happen? And she just goes, it's my favorite book. And then...
But think of it, like, how often do we get, like, kind of in a funk when...
Oh, I know.
We finish a book series or a book and you're just like... My friends are gone.
I went into a severe depression after reading Harry Potter.
So I know, right? Like,
I read the whole series for the first time in like 2 months, and it was horrible.
Yeah, because you're like, my friends are gone.
Yeah. So I get it, but it was just funny that I was like, is this really?
Maybe she's going to be our little bookworm and
Grayson,
get involved.
Grayson was like, she's been like this since second recess. So she'd been moping all day because of the sweet note that I put in her lunch.
The nice note you put in there.
You're welcome.
And I told her, and Crystal was packing up the lunches the next day. And then she's like, you write the notes. Because I don't write notes. I draw little pictures of like fluffy animals
random
and stuff.
Yeah. It was cute. So anyway. Oh, and then later she asks, is there a Matilda too?
No, but we're going to watch the movie.
Sometime.
Yep.
So anyway, that was that funny story. And then
this
we made candy today.
Yeah, we made chocolate.
Well, my mom gave us her old Easter chocolate molds.
Yeah.
And she's like, I never use these. You can have them. So we've never made candy molds before.
Yeah.
And so today I thought, what a fun activity to do is to make candy. So I put out all the trays and I melt the chocolate and give every kid a spoon. And it was so stressful for me because we were planning on giving them to other people.
So she wanted them to look perfect and nice.
Well, and they're just dumping chocolate all over the place. It's like blue and pink candy chocolate. And it was so hard because our two-year-old, like I said, stubborn little bugger. But he refused because I was scooping it out for him and then I just like, help me tilt it into the mold. And he's like, no, I won't hold it. And so I just ended up letting him have the spoon and it was like, I told Barry, at first I was feeling so cheerful and I was like, take pictures. And then halfway through the pictures, I'm like, stop touching it. Let me do it. I'm like, great. I'm glad. I'm sure in all the pictures, my face is like, rah! So...
No, I made sure to get to your good side.
Oh, thanks.
Yep.
So from behind where you couldn't see my angry face.
but we did other fun things while this weekend. And we ended up doing, we had dinner, or it was at lunchtime.
That is a good thing.
No, it was at lunchtime on Saturday. And, right? It was lunch. It wasn't dinner. Yeah, because I was gone around dinner time. But, you know, so we ate lunch and then we were talking to, I don't know how we got on the subject, but we were talking about, like, holding our breath or something like that. And so, and then we all started doing competitions, like, who can hold their breath the longest? And so we even busted out the timer on my phone, and everyone participated. And then we're like, okay, well, let's see who, you know, can, oh, what it was is you and Grayson started doing staring matches.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got into who can hold their breath the longest. And then
hold out a Wookiee noise.
Yeah, Grayson's like, he's like, Dad, make your Wookiee noise, but see how long you can hold it out. And that didn't last but like a few seconds, because trying to hold out a Wookiee noise as long as you can is a lot funnier than you think. And so you just start laughing at yourself, and all the kids were loving it. And then we're like, okay, well, then let's just make a noise and see who lasts the longest. And we're like, 1, 2, 3, go. Mommy and Dad are like, and then little 4-year-old Lacey is like, like screaming.
The most ear-piercing, shrill scream.
And she was just going. And like, she kept holding it out, and we like died. Like,
I was like, I can't even do it.
And we had to stop because we were laughing so hard. And, yeah, and then
it went on and on. Yeah, we kept doing, let's try this, let's do this.
It was pretty impressive.
Oh, man. But by the end, we had such bad headaches.
I was impressed about how long I could hold my breath, though.
Oh, yeah, that was impressive.
So not only did I beat everyone, but Grayson's like, how long can you hold your breath, Dad? I'm like, well, I don't know. So we did it, and I held it for a minute and 15 seconds. That's pretty good.
That is good. Yeah. I can only do it for 40.
Yep.
Oh, so what happened before this?
Oh, okay.
Is you happened to mention some friend in high school that had 3 nipples.
Oh, yeah. We got into the conversation.
And so our kids go, what are nipples?
What are nipples?
So.
And I did. And we. And Crystal and I actually had a conversation earlier this week about how we want to be able to tell our kids.
Like, be open about everything.
Be open about especially our bodies and our emotions and stuff like that, just so our kids can be informed from us rather than the world. And so, and I was just like, oh, well, you know those, you know, bumps on your chest right here? And I, you know, pointed and I'm like, those are called nipples. And so our two little girls thus proceeded to start lifting their shirts and be like, you mean these right here? These are nipples? And I'm like, yes, those are your nipples. Put your shirts down.
And then it turned into this weird conversation about puberty. Not weird, but it was just awkward.
We got into, yeah.
We were all giggling.
Not just puberty, but it started off by like.
Oh, you're saying what happened to nipples?
Oh, because we were telling the girls like, well, now cover yourself up because, you know, boys, when we're swimming, we don't have a shirt and we can show our nipples, but we're like, girls don't show their nipples. And because,
they turn into breasts.
They turn into breasts when you
what
get older.
Breasts?
What are breasts?
No, she said breasts.
Breasts. And we're like, you know how mommy, and we're just like trying to do our best.
We were giggling so bad, and everything we'd say made the kids giggle, but it was like, it wasn't awkward.
It was an awkward giggle. It was fun giggle.
Yeah, it was a really good conversation, though.
So, yeah, we ended up talking a little bit about puberty, and we're like, well, Grayson's going to be the first one to go through it in a few years, and, you know, he's going to get hair in his armpits, hair, you know, in all other places.
And we explained, like, and then you're going to start liking girls more, and he's like, no!
Yeah, you're going to like girls, and all sorts of things, and so.
But I'm proud of us, because it was just ridiculous how it all started with your 3-nippled friend.
My 3-nipple friend.
But it was good. It's one of those things that I don't know where I was going with that, but it was just, it was nice to start practicing that, because I was not raised to talk about anything like that, so it was good.
Yeah.
We're good. We're doing good.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
That was about it for stories, right?
Right. Good thing, because we're running out of time.
Yeah. So, we actually had an article sent to us by a listener of the show.
Who just had a baby.
Who just had a baby, Michelle.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
We love you.
With the new baby, Amelia.
Well, don't give out personal information.
It's a name.
Their address is
this, and here's her phone number. No, no. But congratulations. We're excited for you. But she sent us this article titled, When the heck did Easter become the new Christmas? So the article goes on and basically just talks about how Americans specifically, I'm sure it is other places, but they focused on America, how we're just starting to spend ridiculous amounts of money
for
presents for kids on Easter.
Right, because she starts saying, like, back in the day, we were lucky to get, like, a chocolate bunny and a bag of gross jelly bean carrot-shaped bag.
Yeah.
And so, but now people are buying bikes and video games, and they're going all crazy with decorating and dinners and
yeah.
all kinds of stuff.
It's becoming like this Uber holiday, and we're like, why did it become this? And but it is like that. I mean,
well, all holidays are like that now.
And that's what we kind of wanted to touch on a little bit. Is like, why? And is it a cultural, like, do we feel pressure that we have to have, like, gifts for our kids on every single holiday? Like, Valentine's Day, we got our kids Valentine's candy, and, you know, we took them out to dinner, and Easter, we, you know, and we usually do stuff for St. Patrick's Day, but we kind of missed it, because
Easter. We don't buy gifts, though.
But we buy candy, though.
No, we don't.
We buy them chocolate gold.
That's different. No.
But
usually a leprechaun leaves that.
Easter, we bought them, you know, each their basket full of candy and, like, other, like, they each got, like, a movie and...
Okay, but they got a movie because we were planning on going on a big trip for spring break.
Well, and we're still going on a big trip later, just not on spring break. But anyway.
But that's hard for me because growing up, someone in my family went crazy for holidays. Like, it really was not... Like, we didn't get bikes and stuff for Easter, but we got a pretty sweet deal of a basket.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Like, we'd always get a movie or a video game if you were a boy, because girl didn't play video games in my home. I didn't. And so, I don't know. It's hard for me to think, is this a bad thing? But there is an over the top. So, let's get into the over the top.
It can get over the top. So, like, one of the things that it was talking about is that Easter sales are... they were poised to hit a new record high this year at $17.3 billion. So that's a lot of money, saying that people will spend $2.4 billion on candy, $2 billion on gifts, and the rest of the money will go towards clothing, decorations, food items, and of course, flowers.
They're averaging $146 spent per person.
Per person.
Which we kind of talked about that in our Easter facts.
Yeah.
But... The thing...
We did not spend that much per person.
No way, Jose. And we bought cheap movies.
That's right.
So, I can't remember if we mentioned this last time, but it talks about on Target. Target had a website called Build Your Own Easter Basket.
Well, they just had a feature on their website.
Right. And it said when you click on it, the first four rows of items that pop up...
Which is brilliant marketing, yeah, though. Yeah, it is. I think that's smart.
...are exclusively toys, and not cheap ones either. In fact, the first row of this Build Your Own Easter Basket thing contained a $52 Paw Patrol toy, a $40 Utopia set, and an almost $20 Barbie doll. That's crazy.
Yep.
That is absolutely crazy. And then they talk about people do Easter trees now where they decorate the
Christmas tree.
to make
it look like spring threw up on it.
And you do teacher gifts and decorating and meals. So, I don't know.
It's like become this big thing now. Whereas the article talks about how, you know, back in the day, you know, people didn't necessarily make a big deal about Easter unless you were doing it for, like, religious things or, like, for church or something like that. It wasn't this, oh, I gotta get my kids, you know, all this...
Everything
you know,
they want.
All this junk. So it's like a pre-Christmas.
Okay, so here's my question.
Okay.
Is it a bad thing? Like, does it make our children feel entitled? Or,
I mean,
what's your take on this?
I mean,
because we haven't talked about it.
I mean, it can, but I like to buy my kids things, I'll admit.
I like to do traditional things. Like, I like to make traditions.
Yeah, we like to have family traditions.
And I like to blow holidays out of the water, but I don't think that's necessarily like, I don't think we've ever overdone.
Well, and I think it's gifts. I think it also depends, like, how are you between holidays, too?
Right.
Are you still continuing just to buy your kids stuff whenever they want it? Or are holidays that reason gives you a reason to be like, oh, I want to give my kids something because I usually don't buy them stuff all the time? And I think we're kind of in that category. I mean, we do buy our kids, we go out to eat a lot as a family, but that's kind of like our thing.
Because we love food.
But we don't, like, buy games and... other things like that on a regular basis. That's a very rare occasion. I mean, we bought Super Smash Brothers, and it's still sitting on our mantle because we're making our kids work for it. Like, it's sitting there, and they could see it as motivation.
Yeah, we have not mentioned that yet on the show.
The Smash Bucks?
I don't think we have.
I thought we did.
I can't remember.
But
if we did, sorry.
So, but we, yeah, no, I'm pretty sure we did. But, you know, so we're like, look, kids, it's there. You could grab it whenever you want. You just need to earn the Smash Bucks that we created to. So you have to earn $60 because that's how much the game cost. And once you earn that through doing extra chores or I'm allowing them to give me their money, like if they get money from the Tooth Fairy or if they get money, like they got some money in their Easter eggs and they donated.
Not from us.
They donated $7 to the Smash Buck Fund, and I gave them Smash Bucks towards their game. And
right.
So we wanted them to earn it. So it's not like we just gave it to them. They had to earn that sucker. It's still in its plastic wrap.
Yeah. So I guess I'm torn on this one, but I do think there is definitely overindulgence.
Yeah. I mean, we're not.
Kid does not need all that cred.
We're not spending. You know, we're not spending $146 per person like it says in the article.
Right.
We spent, I don't know, like...
You can't when you have four kids.
$20 or $30 per person or something like that. Because candy and then like a toy and then a movie. And that's, yeah, and when
you... And that was a lot to me.
And when you have four kids, yeah, that adds up. So technically we spent $146 on four people rather than... Each.
I had a friend tell me that they do a family basket. They don't have an individual basket, but they have a big basket. So they get like bags of candy that they have to share. And maybe like, well, I don't know, but you do family movies or...
But see, our kids kind of do that anyway. Because they did that with their Halloween candy, their Christmas candy. And what they all do is they make it a community pile, and then they're like, anyone can get something out of it when they want.
So maybe we should just do that. Yeah. I like that idea.
I don't know.
I like the focus being on family. So anyway, tell us what you think.
Yeah. What are your opinions about not just Easter, but are holidays getting a little too out of control for?
I'll read this last thing.
For people purchasing things.
The author said, obviously people can spend their money on whatever they want, but how far are we going to take this? I'm getting heartburn just thinking about next Monday. This is
like,
right before
like
Easter.
Like after Easter.
When my kid comes home from school talking about how the Easter bunny rolled up in his carrot sleigh, pulled by 8 baby chicks to leave a swing set, an Xbox, and a few actual golden geese eggs under little Sophia's Easter tree. So.
Yeah, like, are you... And that's hard in a way as a parent too, because your kids are gonna go to school and there will be kids like that. Be like, I got a new game system for Easter. Be like, oh wow, well I got a chocolate bunny and a movie, you know. So
not everyone gets a movie. Even that, I bet there's people listening that said, you guys get your kids movies.
Yeah, and
we're going on a trip. So,
but you know, and that is hard because you're gonna run into people like that. But I guess, like we've always said on the show, find what works for your family and just roll with it.
And, just don't go broke on a dang holiday.
Well, and then don't rub it into people's faces either. Teach your kids to be humble with their...
Xbox and their bicycle.
With their swing set and Xbox when they go to school the next day. So...
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, so...
Tell us what you think.
Yeah, tell us. We would love to hear your thoughts on holidays. So thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes. And until next time,
enjoy your circus.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.